Now we have somebody else you can fall in love with if you haven't already. This guy is Indian, is yellow, Chief Yellow Jacket. And I think it's just so interesting that... Now, what are you laughing about?
Yellow Cloud is you.
Chief Yellow Cloud.
Huh? Oh! Anyhow, we imported him from somewhere, goodness knows where. And oh, actually, you did, George. You imported
right,
him.
It's all my fault.
Your fault. But get ready, because you're all going to enjoy Ray as he sheds his thoughts onto us. And we're going to enjoy getting his thoughts showered on us. It's our Ray. Ray Reed.
Well, a funny thing happened on the way here. A few days ago, I had this whole thing worked out, what I was going to do. Well, we do have angels that interfere, don't we? Especially when they want us to do something else, right? So there I am. Everybody knows I have a business, and periodically what I have to do is go out and let people see my business cards, and I talk to them. And so I stop at this one really nice bookstore, and it's right down near North Park. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it. It's right across from, right down the way from North Park sign. And the gentleman who owns it, we got talking, and I really liked him. He was telling me about his wife is very sick, and I told him that I would see that we all did some prayers for her as well. So I'm coming back out of the store, and on the left-hand side, there's a place where everybody puts their stuff. I mean, they put their cards there. They put their flyers. They put all that there. And I had one up there as well. But I look over to the end, and my eye catches this one piece of paper that you can't hardly see at all. And he said, I got to go look at this. So I went over, and I looked at it, and I said, oh, my God. And it says, rules for being human. Rules for being human. And I thought, uh-oh. I got to do something else here, because I'm sure that this is what needs to happen here. And I'll get to some of this in just a minute. But one of the things that I know from this business that I'm in is that everybody's going through a lot of ups and downs right now. And I have to tell you that I think it's because we're getting close to something. We're getting close to getting closer to God, I think. You know, and I think that's gonna start manifesting itself. And Millie, thanks to Millie, she's brought all you wonderful people together. And I had in a dream one night that we're all going to kind of work together. Some of us are going to work on this, and some of us are going to work on that. But we're all going to help God. And Millie was responsible for bringing all of us together. And I think that that's a pretty wonderful thing. Thank you, Millie. So a lot of the things that I deal with the people that I work with, you know, I'm a therapist, and I use hypnosis as well. But many times I just sit and I talk to people first for a while till I find out actually what's going on in their life. And what I find out is that we're holding on to things. I mean, we're just holding on to stuff that we shouldn't be even holding on to. A lot of the issues that people deal with go back to their childhood, you know. Lots of inappropriate things that go on when we're young. But I feel like after I've listened to this for a long time now, some 15 years, that it's all positive, that everything that we go through pretty much is pretty much there for us. And I think that we forget that. I just think that we forget that. And that's who we are, and that's who we're going to be, is the result of all those wonderful things that happen for us. I was going to tell you about my childhood. That's what my whole thing was going to be about. I was going to tell you how I grew up and about my family and everything. But what it led me to do was to realize that I had a past as well. I mean, I was molested for 3 years. I mean, I was. I was molested for 3 years. You know, I was nearly an alcoholic at one time. I had a lot of things when I was young that when I went to jail for a few days. When I was young, I mean, you don't think about those things as being anything other than bad. But they're not bad. They're not bad at all. Because I don't ever want to go in jail again for anything. This was on a weekend. I just went for a couple of weekends. But we look at the things that happen in our past, and we see them as not being good things. And I'm here to tell you today that they're okay. That those things that we have in our past are just things. You know, they don't mean anything. They really don't. And if you keep thinking about them, then you didn't learn anything from them. And that's what this is all about. This is about learning who you really are. It was interesting. I wrote some things down. And you know how this kind of automatic writing kind of thing? And I'm not real good at it. But I put together this little thing. It's just a little one about Jesus. You know, that what did Jesus do? I mean, he was a child, and then he was a grown-up. Well, what happened in between? Well, in between, he was learning. And see, and I'm willing to even believe that he had lessons like we did. And that he had to go through all the same things that we're going through. You know, he ended up in the Himalayas. He was in Peru. He was in India. He was in all those countries where they really look at spirituality in a really different way. And some of the people in the Himalayas can walk on water. Some of them can. Some of them are 250 to 500 years old. You know what I mean? They know things that we haven't even begun to learn yet. But we will. We will at some point. So I admire his journey so much. I believe that what happened there with Jesus was that he not only did what he came to do, is that he's saying to each one of us, we need to do what we came here to do. Okay? We need to look at those things that happen in our life and look at them in a very positive way and say, wow, I did learn. Look what I learned. I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And I'm going to move forward because of it. The paper that I found, actually, I don't know if I can read this. I just had my eyes fixed, and it's. I'm going to try to do this without my glasses. It says, Rules of Being a Human Being. You will receive a body. You may not like it. You may hate it. But it's yours for the whole journey. Yeah. I had written some other things which I won't go into, but some people think some things are bigger than they should, and other people think they're smaller than they should. But it's all your body, and you're the one that created it. You're the one that made it what it is. You will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time, informal school called life. Each day in this school, you will have an opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons or think they're ridiculous. It's true, isn't it? especially when they come two or three at a time. Oh. That's true. Let me just slip these on. Ah, that's better. The third one is, there are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error, experimentation. The failed experiments are as much a part of your process and your progress as the experiment that ultimately works. It's true, isn't it? A lesson is repeated until it's learned. Boy, I know that one. Do we all know that one? But it's part of the rule, I guess. It's part of the rule. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you have learned it. When you've learned it, guess what? You can then go on to the next lesson. We all look forward to that, don't we? No, we all look forward to that. Learning lessons does not end. There is no part of life that does not contain its lessons. If you are alive, there are lessons to be learned. That's true. Now this one here, you're going to have to listen carefully on this one. Okay. There is nothing better than here when you're there. Has become here, you simply obtain another there. That will again look better than here. I'm going to give everybody a copy of this, so you'll all get a copy of it. There you go. Okay. You want what? Okay. Others merely mirrors of you. Boy, we heard that. Have we heard that before? You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects to you something you love or hate about yourself. Millie just said that actually maybe last week or the week after. And it's so true. But you know, it's hard to remember that because you find yourself, and I do it all the time, and I don't know why I do it, but I'll always have a little opinion about something, and I think, oh, jeez. There I go, you know. And then I think to myself, are you doing that? Yeah. That's what I do. But I'm working on it. What you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources you need. What do you do with them is up to you. The choice is yours. Your answers lie inside of you. The answers to life's questions inside of you are all inside of you. All you need to do is look, listen, and trust. Number 10. You'll forget everything that you learned. What I'm hoping is that you understand though what we're trying to do today. Things are not as bad as they appear to be to a lot of people, and it's hard to tell somebody that when they're right in the middle of something. You know, it's hard to do that. But I think we get better at this. I do. I think we get better. I think the more it happens, the better we get, and the more we learn, and the more we understand that it's just for our own good, and we are going to make it. It's going to be okay. You know, we are going to be where we need to be when we need to be there, and we're all going to be on this journey together. Thank you very much. Mary,